All right, on this Tuesday morning, we have Dr. Daniel Nicolette in from Finish Line Chiropractic. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
You are green. Mike and I are just, I do have my Shamrock Fun Run t-shirt in my office. I'm going to have to go put that on today and redeem myself.
I brought in enough this morning for the both of you.
Yeah, you did. He's got the green mohawk wig going and the green shirt and ready to go. So, Doc, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, obviously the hot topic right now is everything with the coronavirus. A month ago, I kind of brought up some things to kind of help boost your immune system to help fight that. So I'm going to hit on those points today. I just really want to encourage everybody just to calm down. There's just a lot of excitement out there. Anytime anything like this happens in history, everybody wants to start pointing the finger. There's so many different outlooks or opinions on what's healthy, what's not healthy. And I think right now we all just need to come together and agree that we all want to be as healthy as we can.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when it comes to that, you know, when we had the flu pandemic in 1918, chiropractors really helped, especially in the United States, helped everybody get through that. And it's something that most people don't know about. Dr. Shoemaker and I had talked about in the past. But chiropractors are in the same position today to help society get through this. And I'm going to hit on a few things that makes that so important. And most of it is, and probably one of the things that I'm a little upset with everything that's going on, that there's been no talk on how to really truly boost your immune system. And obviously it's important when something like this happens to just keep yourself distanced from everybody, isolate yourself as much as you can. But eventually we're all going to come into contact with this virus.
Yeah.
Okay. Not to scare anybody. It's not a death sentence.
Right.
Okay.
You have it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's nothing to be scared about. It's just that we need to be more conscious and more proactive on making sure that our immune systems are able to conquer that virus when the time does come. Okay. So, the main push right now is just to slow this thing down. It's not to eradicate it. It's not to, we're not going to be able to eliminate it.
Right.
Okay. It's just to slow thing down so we don't overflood our healthcare system right now with everything with the coronavirus. So some of the things that you can do at home is, obviously washing your hands, good hygiene. You know, that's something that's been well talked about. You know, when I go through the stores, the vitamin C is gone,
right?
Which is good. The main problem with most of the vitamin C that I find in the box office stores is it is just ascorbic acid.
Yeah.
Vitamin C is a complex, and when you take just ascorbic acid, it's not what you actually need to help fight viruses, okay? It's going to be there. It's going to help with some of the other things, but you need to take a natural vitamin C, okay? There are natural supplements out there that are whole food-based, or you can just consume it through your diet, okay? Obviously, we know oranges, a lot of your citrus fruits are high in vitamin C. I talked about, like, sweet bell peppers, for example, are high in vitamin C. Kiwis, you know, there's a lot of things out there that are really high in vitamin C, so just make sure you're consuming, you know, your share of that every day. The next thing is calcium lactate. Calcium lactate is very important. There's tons of forms of calcium out there. It has to be calcium lactate or calcium bicarbonate. I'm going to repeat that again. It has to be calcium lactate or calcium bicarbonate. When the body absorbs it, it's able to be ionized. If it's any other form of calcium, it cannot be ionized and will not help your immune system. It is very important for your white blood cells to have calcium so that it can surround foreign bodies like viruses, and then it can swallow them up essentially and get rid of them. Okay, so calcium lactate is very important. There is a complex called vitamin F. There is a vitamin called F, even though most people have never heard of it. That is something that is going to be very helpful in the immune system. When you look at the immune system, try it. Also, cod liver oil is going to help boost the immune system. Okay, so these are all things that I believe we all need to do, especially if you're immunocompromised in any way, shape, or form. These are things that you need to do with staying home, trying to, you know, avoid as much contact with people as you can. Now, this doesn't mean we all need to, like, bunker down and crawl in a black hole for 30 days. but we do need to make sure that we are taking the proper precautions. Mm-hmm. The thing is, this virus spreads very fast. It's spread across this world faster than most people anticipated. Right, right. And that's what is so scary about it. But that's it. It just spreads fast. We know what it is. There's already things in the process of, you know, antiviral things that they're working on to make it less dangerous as far as, you know, how it is spread. Yeah. They're working on vaccines, you know, all those things. So it's not like it's this foreign thing that we know absolutely nothing about. The medical profession out in the world are working on this thing night and day to try to get ahead of this thing. But we still need to make sure we're taking care of our bodies.
Right.
And the thing that I haven't even talked about yet that is most important, that five amazing doctors in this community are able to do that nobody else is able to do, is get an adjustment. An adjustment will boost your immune system by up to 200%. It, when you look at IgA antibodies, things that the body produce, goes up 139%. These are things that nothing else that you can do can match those effects. And that is what is so incredible, and the thing that really helped the world get through pandemics in the past is chiropractors have really been able to boost that immune system, free up that nervous system so that your immune system can work at its best. That's really all it's doing. It's releasing any interference. So if you have a neck ache or a back ache or anything like that, you are immunocompromised right now. That is the reality of it is. And so you need to make sure that you go in, get adjusted, not to help with your back pain right now, not to help with your neck pain, but it's to help your immune system so that your nervous system is working as best as it can. Now, obviously, yes, we do want to get you out of pain.
Yeah.
But right now, the main focus is just keeping that immune system rocking and rolling so that when you do come in contact with this or anything else, you're going to be able to get past it. I'm not saying you might not still get some symptoms, but it will definitely lessen the impact that it's going to have on you.
Yeah. And yeah, like we said, just get an appointment today. And like you said, if you're, you know, an adjustment, it's going to help your immune system, you know, and also all the other steps you need to take. That's not going to just do it by itself.
So. Yeah, it's not. And so, you know, I just hope really today the message was to get out to people that, you know, this is nothing to be scared about. We're all going to get through this.
Yep.
A very wise man told me one time, don't let one problem turn into two. Mm-hmm. So don't panic and let this turn into an even bigger problem. You know, when you think about the economic impact that this could potentially have on society,
oh, yeah.
We want to try to avoid that. And the main thing that's going to stop that is to not panic.
Right.
And so do everything that you can yourself to give yourself the best opportunity to be able to right. fight through this.
And I know, Doc, your office, pretty much every office, every business all across the United States now is taking extra precautions, making sure they're wiping stuff down a little more, going over stuff with sanitizers and things like that. And as we said, we all want to be safe, but we still need to live our life too.
Absolutely, yeah. So try to maintain that balance. Just take those extra precautions right now. And you're always welcome to call our office. Our office number is 336-9979. You can make an appointment on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can also check us out at finishlinehealth.com. And if you want to avoid contact, you can let us know. We have what we're going to call a parking lot reception area where you just call us, let us know you're there, and then we'll let you know when there's nobody in there so you can come in. We'll get you taken care of and, you know, avoid just that extra contact if it is something that, you know, maybe you're immunocompromised or something. Sure. We can avoid those. I will do house calls too for the immunocompromised as well. I did do one yesterday just to take those extra precautions.
Sure.
Now, don't take advantage of this. This isn't open to everybody.
Right, right.
But it's for those people that really just don't need to be out.
Right.
And so we treat a lot of immunocompromised people in our office. I'm very privileged with that. And so we are there willing and ready to help.
All right. Doc, happy St. Pat's, and
you too.
Everybody stay safe. Make sure to wash your hands, and everybody be healthy.
Yeah, let's have a green day.
All right, there you go. Dr. Daniel Nicolite from Finish Line Chiropractic.